I've got a couple texts to read here in regards to things we've been chatting about here. 6767, they said, putting the padding back on a car seat is like trying to put kid-sized latex gloves on an adult large hand. Yep. That's the best description to put it on. And it is the most frustrating thing with the stupid straps. Just when you think you have it, one of the clips is backwards and you just want to throw it out a window.
I can see why you would just throw the dang thing away and say, let's start fresh.
I don't understand how with how expensive booster and car seats are. I'm talking boosters with the back and all that stuff. I mean, you know, well, even booster just seats. How is Graco not figured out? You know what? We can actually make putting the padding on pretty damn easy. Some Velcro and just, you know, bigger slits, and you don't have to weave something through and then twist it and tie it on the back. Honest to God, it's like trying to tie a shoelace on an elephant.
And here's what I want to know too. We already, not me, but you guys are already busy as parents and have a lot of other things that you're juggling. Isn't this the last thing that you want to be fiddling with that you're like,
ain't nobody got an hour and a half of their life. And guarantee, you know, I used to think decorating a Christmas tree was a fight starter.
Uh-huh.
Learned yesterday that sure as hell is not the case. Putting car seats back together is a fight starter.
Yes, absolutely.
Dealing with that, this one from 2827, they said, I just make my point known, say my piece and exactly why I'm not happy, and I don't play games. I like 6059. She doesn't mess around or play games. Nope.
Right. Exactly. Nope. If you don't know what I'm thinking, you're not a psychic. So I need to say it, but I'm not going to say it until you can respect me in our conversation. If we're just yelling, That's why the walking away works out great.
Is anybody else because uncomfortable, you know what? All of a sudden?
Well,
on a
no,
Monday?
We've had this before in business meetings where I've said to Scott, if one other person speaks a certain way, not really anymore, but you know, back in the day, if one more person speaks a certain way, I'm just going to walk out because we need to talk to each other like adults. I'm an adult. Right. We don't need to yell at each other. You just need to communicate with me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And then 3386, the official ball buster of the Scott and Allie show. Scott, since you're handing out apologies, I'm ready. Sincerely, 3386. I respond with, I thought you were going to say Allie can't go, but you could leave like yesterday. And they said, no, I'm liking the new liberated Scott. Kind of funny. Okay, I guess
awesome.
I'll take it. Now, listen, I got a question.
Okay.
I need some adult help here, obviously.
Always.
Considering the past 10 minutes.
What did Melissa say the other day? Scott can't even wipe his own butt?
I don't know. I don't think any of us should listen to what Melissa says. She seems to cause us more problems than not, but that's a different story for another day. Okay, I'm holding in my bag. Holding in my hand a bag that you had taken. These are snacks left over from your private purse party at the hotel.
Yeah, this was a fundraiser from our friend Bruce. So I had ordered popcorn from his daughter, and I always bring a lot of snacks into my hotel room. And just so happens that I got the fundraiser popcorn the day before the party. So that's what I brought up to my hotel room.
This is the best flipping popcorn I've ever eaten in my life.
First of all,
Bruce, next time she has a fundraiser, if they do the popping popcorn, I need to just call me. Don't send me a Facebook message. I won't respond to it. Just call me. You know my number. This stuff is amazing. I'm eating the dill pickle. Yes, it's this early and I'm eating dill pickle popcorn, but it is the best popcorn I've ever eaten in my life.
Poppin', what is it called?
It's called Poppin' Popcorn. And I was going to ask the question, has any parent ever bought a fundraiser item and said, that's going to become a product that's going to be regular in the house and I'm going to go online? Because this is not at Wegmans, Tops, or anywhere else.
No, but they should put it there. But did you know, I just looked it up because after you were like raving over it.
Oh my gosh, I want to order some. Can I order some? Without a fundraiser. And am I cheating on the fundraiser if I continue to stock the house with this? 6059 would lose her mind with this.
Let me see. I can add it to the cart, but how much is it? If I'm not buying it at a fundraiser, what? Oh my gosh. Just get me. I don't think you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, guess how much it is, though.
Oh, God, I don't know.
It's definitely more expensive if you buy direct from site. When I did the fundraiser, I paid $18 a bag.
A bag?
Yeah. It's a fundraiser.
It doesn't matter. Okay, go ahead.
So when I go onto the site, it's $20 a bag.
A bag?
Yeah.
Is there a case discount or anything like wine?
I think so. Hang on a second. Yeah, you can get a case. Oh,
God.
Are you sure?
No.
$240. That is
for a case of popcorn?
It's 12 in a case.
Who is popcorn? doing this? A king in the Middle East?
Hold on one second. Wait. Let me do the math because I'm so terrible.
So it's money in the USA.
240.
Okay, it's good.
240 divided by 12 equals. Oh, it's still. It's not even a deal. It's still $20. If I'm going to buy a case, wouldn't you make it like $18 or $17 a bag?
Oh, this ruins this.
Right. They don't even give you a discount for buying a case.
Nobody else is getting any of this in the building until it's gone. I'm going to eat the rest of it. But this is.
Absolutely.
I was considering doing it. I was going to ask, has any parent ever bought direct, you know, like, okay, you got it in a fundraiser. Uh-huh. You're like, that is the best beefsteak I've ever had in my life.
For $20, I think this will be a once a year adventure.
If they do it, well, let me put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever do this fundraiser, the pop and popcorn, get it because it's excellent and amazing. The popcorn's like popped in a way I've never seen before. It's
very round. Okay, yeah. One last thing because now I'm on the pop and popcorn website.
Yeah.
They have something where it's like, oh, sign up to fundraise this popcorn.
If I can get it cheaper, I might start Scott's fundraiser.
Well, it says like you
just
don't.
Just so I can buy a case of it.
It says you don't have to collect money, so it must be all digital. So now it leads me to the next question that we have talked about in the past week. I thought Gavin had a new fundraiser.
He does. 6059 has already said, I'll handle it.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it. That's why.
No, and you're not going to see it from me because we saw how well that went the last fundraiser. And the wounds just finished healing from the beat down abuse that you gave me on that because you're so stinking mean.
1774. I love the dill pickle popcorn from Poppin' Popcorn. It's amazing. But at this point, I'm going to go with whatever crap they sell at the dollar store.
I know. I'm sad because I was thinking like, all right. Gonna go buy.
Right, I never buy wrapping paper from a fundraiser and go, "Oh, this is the best wrapping paper."
But this popcorn's onto something.
I need to go onto wrappingpaper.com and get that unicorn wrapping paper.
Would you, if it wasn't $20 a bag, would you not get like $10 a bag? I might consider. That's pricey too.
$15.
$12.
I'm on the edge of $15, but I think I would go. Even
I think
15.
So. Not for $20.
I can't believe I paid that much. I must really like Bruce.
No, you're a sucker.
I am a sucker.